Testing 1-2, testing 1-2, testing 1-2, testing 1-2, testing. Testing 1. Carl, could you tell me your initial impressions of Jonestown?
Well, my initial impression of Jonestown was that I had no impression. I had had unbelievable stories told to me. I didn't know whether I'm dealing with fairy tales or people obsessed with the ultimate possibilities of the importance of what they were doing or the true reality, the real thing. Uh-huh. And when we went to the airport that morning with the sky crying and with most of the members of the press late, we were 2 hours and about 20 minutes late in our departure, and then flying for over 100 and some miles above the clouds and not being able to get any bang where we were. In fact, I had to assist the plane all the way. But one of the most uncanny experiences I had was that at the proper time, when there was a break in the clouds, the co-pilot came through a break, and he knew where he was. He said, well, you know, we're within a very few minutes of the landing strip. And when we got at the landing strip and found the delegation was waiting there for us, and even though as we moved toward the premises, the perimeters of Jonestown, the elements continued to shed their tears on us. We were buoyed by the fact that as we went along the way, one of the leaders of the project, Brother Brown, began to describe what we were seeing and how many thousand of banana saplings, you might say, had been planted, and how that the banana trees were now beginning to bear fruit. And as we moved into the, approach of maybe 3 or 4 miles inside the gate, and we reached the second welcome to Jonestown's agricultural experimental and demonstration project, we begin to feel the vibrations or the beat, the pulse of the people who were dedicating this period of their lives to creative endeavor in collective activities. And even though we passed the important part of the project, the piggery, the chicory, and where the cattle were grazing, we could see that there was a very upbeat, important upbeat in the undertaking. And we had to limit our activities to the major administrative and living quarters because the rain continued to pour. In fact, all of us had to be given new wearing apparel because we were soaked to the bone. But shortly after we got there, and I was privileged to greet Reverend Jim Jones, and I knew that the things he talked about and the stars I'd seen in his eyes 3 or 4 years ago were now a thing that had come to pass. And we began to move from one area of activity to the other. We went to the medical polyclinic after visiting the doctor's office, and we had some insight into the very serious concern of the medical specialists for the health and well-being of these people. And then how the outreach program in terms of the polyclinic, where every effort is made to practice the highest standards of medical care. And we, on our way to the center of Jonestown, we picked... Yes, we picked up a youngster who had, in his exploratory activities, had inserted a bean into his nose, into the internal nares, and we were very presently receptive of the fact that within a period of time, the doctor had extracted the foreign object, and he was breathing happily and was prepared now to begin other journeys of exploration. Then we had a dinner, a lunch that was an extended dinner in the reception and in the, I guess, the banquet tent.
Pavilion.
Well, we were serenaded by the Jonestown Express, made up of the nucleus of the very majestic orchestra and choir director at the Jones Temple in San Francisco. During our meal, we also had an opportunity to see excerpts of various audiovisual tapes of Roots, and we were knowledgeable of the fact that even though these people were miles away from highly industrialized society, they had brought the best of that society back to say to their young people that while we're here, we're not isolated, because thoughts and ideas are no boundaries of geography or time. After we had a meal, we had an abbreviated show with some of the most gifted talent I've heard in a long time perform. And the very interesting thing, many of these people who are excellent musicians, this is a hobby. This is a part-time endeavor. Everybody there is involved in something creative. And the woman pianist, I forget her name, the organist, Diane, is a master mechanic dealing with rebuilding and of tractors, working in the machine shops and that type of thing. Then we moved into the area of seeing the various social and medical services rendered in the administrative complex. One of the most fascinating journeys was into the nursery, where young people, the preschool child, in fact, shortly after birth, youngsters are placed in this facility. And the tremendous amount of paraprofessional skill shown by persons who, I'm sure, prior to their arrival here, did not know that they had latent in them the capacity to not only care for the young, but to, in a psychological way, but to participate in the caring, the taking care of the young. Mm-hmm. And as we moved along rather hurriedly, we went to the learning center given to the concerns for young people who are slow learners, but this demonstrates that the Jonestown Council believes that every child is educable. Every child represents a precious opportunity to make a contribution to man's eternal struggle to develop community. And then we went from this location to the machine shop, the central supply sources. Then we saw persons who were the looked upon as worthless human material in San Francisco less than 2 years ago, being a master cabinet makers, people who operated dye machines. And one of the interesting things that I found was that People Temple, they found a tremendous merit in the dynamics of educational procedures that are now spreading over the Caribbean from Cuba, mm-hmm. Recognize that one must learn a certain part of the working day, but the best way to maintain the capacity to acquire.
Carl, we're at the airport and you have to get going. I know really quick, but what do you think is the most significant accomplishment of the Jonestown community?
The very fact that the Jonestown community gives people hope, and it demonstrates in a very few years that people can dream great dreams, and putting blood, sweat, tears, and a little personal sacrifice, not in terms of the personal sacrifice in terms of suffering, but in terms of the conveniences of industrial age, that they can see before their very eyes, dreams come true. And this is the hope. This is the message. And I'm hopeful that this message will be propagated and spreaded. And I, for one, can do everything possible to spread the message. And I have come to Jonestown. I've seen the way of the future in terms of living in the present. And about what I found, I find very intriguing and challenging.
Thank you very much. This is a test. This is Tony and Tim, and we are tired, and it's 5:30 in the morning, and we want to see if this microphone works and say something.
Well, let's hear him get it done.